Hi, my name is Noah, and today you're doing a segment on purpose. And that's something that I have been trying to figure out for myself, but God kind of called me to take a step away. And I felt like He just stirred something in my heart, and I couldn't tell what it was.
Hey, do you know your purpose? Hey, listen, we're going to get back to Noah and hear his story, this young man, and we'll get to him. And we got several others who've left comments, and we want you to join us. We're live here in the studio at the Intentional Living Center, and we're going to talk about purpose. What is purpose? You know, one of the things that we teach here at Intentional Living is to find our purpose, live our purpose, and then finish strong. Find our purpose, live our purpose, and then finish strong. And that's not only finishing life, but finishing whatever it is that God has right in front of you today. Dr. Randy here from Intentional Living. Love to have you join in the discussion about purpose. Maybe you've stumbled over it. Maybe God's really revealed it to you and you're pretty clear. Maybe you're struggling, want some help with this thing on purpose. Listen, we only get about 27,000 days in this crazy world that we live. That's about it, about 27,000 days, plus or minus. And doesn't it make zero sense to spin around 24 hours and not even know why we're here and end life? And that's it. That'd be sad. So finding our purpose, whatever stage you may be. And here's one thing we know. I want to be real clear about this. Our purpose is to glorify God. That never changes. If we're a follower of Christ, we're here to glorify God. So I guess when we talk about purpose, we're also thinking about our placement, our profession, what we do to glorify God. Here's the deal. If you're a teacher, your purpose is to glorify God. If you're a doctor, to glorify God. A stay-at-home mom or dad, glorify God. Student, glorify God. Got the hint? I mean, ultimately, that's our purpose, and we kind of use that term generically today, I understand. But ultimately, our purpose is to glorify God, which raises lots of questions. How do we do that in the world in which we live, in the profession we've chosen, or the placement we're in our home, in the workplace, in retirement, whatever it is? Love to have you join in. Maybe you have discovered some things about purpose. What have you found that has really brought you joy that you can glorify God in? 888-888-1717. Every day when I sit behind this microphone, I'm wearing my one thing wristband. Got one purpose, glorify God. Some days I do it better than others. Some days are better than others. But this is sort of my placement in life. You know, this is where I am. Jennifer's over there running the controls. Steven's taking the phone calls. Gino's got us on Facebook. We're all fulfilling our purpose, right? To glorify God in this place. What about you? Where are you placed today? And are you really feeling it? What's your purpose? Join us. 888-888-1717, or your placement, I suppose. 888-888-1717. And let's get going with Peggy, Arizona. Go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Peggy. I'm calling from Gilbert, Arizona. And ever since I was a little girl, I always wanted to be a teacher. My dad was in the business world and kept wanting to steer me to computers and technology, but I stuck with my true desire to be a teacher, and I ended up being a teacher for 35 years. I taught special ed learning disabilities for 23 and fifth grade for 12 years. 30 years of my life have been in a high-risk school where there was lots of transition of teachers every year. But I stuck it out at that high-risk school for 30 years. I felt I was of a need at that school, and I tried to always be positive with my students. They were from lots of troubled backgrounds, but I always wanted their day at school to be a positive day as best I could do. And that's my story. And I still love teaching, and I now am a retired teacher, but I substitute at my high-risk school that I taught at for 30 years. They have a difficult time getting substitutes for that school. Mm-hmm. But that's my second home.
Yeah, I drive by some schools with big signs out front. Substitutes needed. I saw that just this week. Hey, listen, God bless you. You know, when I was in high school, getting ready to go to college, I was really feeling that my purpose or my placement in life would be to be a teacher. And I wanted to teach biology. I had a really cool biology teacher in high school, Mr. Beatty. And he was a cool guy. Learned a lot. Interesting. Fascinating. Thought I'd do that. Interesting, though, I went into science anyway in the area of human behavior and psychology and, of course, business. And ultimately bringing all this to a ministry position. And so finding my placement, but always knowing my purpose. And you know what? Your purpose doesn't necessarily require you to be in a full-time ministry. You don't have to be a pastor or, you know, choir director or in some sort of that kind of a ministry. Your ministry can be right there in the placement where you are. How are you feeling? Here's a question. Are you feeling at peace where you are right now, that you have found your purpose in that place where you're at? And if it's not, then you have a couple questions you need to ask yourself. Either you need to change your own attitude. In other words, this is where God wants you, and you and I need to shape up and say, hey, God, how can I be used in this place? Or we're in the wrong place. And coming to that understanding sometimes requires some counsel, a lot of prayer, understanding, not only from the standpoint of a profession, but just in terms of our life. But if you're going home every night miserable, you got to ask yourself those questions. It's hard to glorify God when you're a miserable person. So have you found your place, your placement, your purpose in life? What is it? How did you find it? What has God taught you? Share your story and encourage others. Phone lines open, 888-888-1717. Shannon, you're next in Georgia. Go.
My name is Shannon, and I just wanted to say that talking about today's message, about knowing your purpose, I grew up loving horses from the get-go, horses, everything. And now, since 2005, I have been running a therapeutic riding center for special needs kids and adults. And I know that I can look back and I showed horses and I, you know, taught riding lessons throughout high school and college. And my passion for helping others from my love of horses, I know that's where God put me. I have a farm, and when I went through my divorce back in 2012, financially I should not have been able to stay. I'm a teacher at private school, and my paycheck was $50 more than my mortgage, and it's worked out. God's been good to me, and I know I have a purpose of spreading my experiences with the Lord to the middle schoolers that I teach, and showing them that God is there for us and the different ways that God has helped me through my therapeutic riding center and helping others with special needs.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Do this one thing if you disagree in areas of faith in your marriage. Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. Focus on both relationships, both your spiritual development and your marriage relationship, not just on areas of disagreement. In the process, grow your own faith quietly and gently. Develop areas of intimacy, however, in your marriage with your spouse, things that they're interested in and things that you're interested in. And in the process, pray for your spouse. Be patient with them and look for those windows of opportunity as they will come along to share your faith with your spouse, gently and lovingly. If you're to do these things over the next 30 days, it'll be fascinating to see what happens in your marriage and in your own spirit. So I encourage you to do these things, and then let me know what's happened intentionally in your marriage.
To get our daily video, sign up at theintentionallife.com/minute.
That's the IL Minute, as we call it around here, sent out to hundreds of radio stations online around the world. just one of the little things we do. 60 seconds to give some impact on intentional living, plus what we do here every day. Half hour just talking to you all about life and about living intentionally in Christ. If you're new to this radio program and what this center is all about, we're committed to one thing, and that is to bring glory to God. Here's what we believe, based on Scripture. We believe that when we glorify God through our purpose, through the next thing that we do, we benefit. I mean, there's a thought. When we do the right thing, when we're doing what God wants us to do, what He intends for us to do, what brings Him glory as our Heavenly Father, we benefit. There's more peace. There's more direction. There's more hope. If you're feeling discouraged today, if you're feeling stuck today, if you're feeling overwhelmed today, if you're feeling, as we talk about purpose, like you're clueless what your purpose is, you ain't living an intentional life. And it may be a season you're going through. You know, we go through that. You get into retirement. I talk to a lot of people in retirement that say, I don't know what my purpose is any longer. I lost my purpose. No, you lost your placement. You lost your profession, maybe, as you stepped away. But your purpose hasn't changed. Never does. From the day we say, sign me up, Lord, I'm with you for all time and eternity. Our purpose remains the same. But boy, there's a lot of cool things that we can do to make that happen. I think about our own family. If you heard me talk about our family, our eldest son, Evan, very much a leader of men and women, creative vision, in charge of the whole ministry. I mean, he's doing what I no longer want to do. He's the meetings, the direction, he's very much making sure everything heads in the right direction. Our daughter, Andrea, creative, mission-driven, serving on the mission field in Africa with her husband and family. Our youngest son, Derek, enormously creative, very right brain, a videographer ever since he was about 8 years old making movies. And Mom and I had to star in them early on. And now he has others, much more qualified. But you know what? We all can find our placement in life, our profession, the thing that gives us joy, as it's been said, to be in a place where at the end of the day you say, well, if they didn't pay me, I'd want to be here. Whatever it is. And if you're not finding that joy, then there's a question maybe about what's going on in your own life. We want to help you. Maybe you got a question for me, or you want to share how you found your purpose. Give me a call. 888-888-1717 is the number. Let me go to Jill in Arizona. Hi, Jill. Welcome to the show today. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Terrific. How did you want to weigh in on this topic of purpose today?
Well, strangely enough, I'm actually on my way to do a little bit of a serving time this morning with my grandson. He goes to West Valley Christian School, and they are serving the starving children. And I was driving in my car on the freeway, and I heard you, and I was like, wow, that's pretty much God speaking into my life right now to share my testimony as well.
Mm. What is your testimony?
Well, I don't like to use the word recovered because I feel like being recovered allows you the opportunity to relapse. So I like to share that I've been healed through recovery of addiction, and God was very, very gracious with me. And I walked through the schooling of real estate here in Arizona, and not ever thinking that I could accomplish something like that. I achieved the real estate license, and I'm also a real estate special commissioner here in Arizona. So in my industry, the Lord has brought me to several people continuously on different homes and families where I've been able to pray for them and pray for different people that are also struggling with addiction. And so I feel that the calling in my life has been the real estate, and did not see it at first, but now it's just more and more relevant each time as my daughter and I, she's also now with me selling homes, but we have been blessed to be a part of people's lives that are not just selling their homes. There's deeper things that we've been able to minister to them on, and many of them have been through recovery of addiction as well. Some of them have been through divorce situations. people that have lost spouses. And it's been awesome just to go there and to pray with these families and to lead them to the Lord.
Wow. So you're finding your purpose in the middle of doing your real estate business.
Yes, yes. And at first it was just about selling, and now God showed us a different picture. This isn't what I just have you here for. This is something greater that I need you for. And when we grasped what it was, my daughter and I both go to church, and when we grasped to what it was and we were open to it, he's just leading us to more and more people, and it is such a blessing to be a part of their lives.
So there was sort of a turn in terms of first it was a business, income, work, and then God revealed, hey, there's a mission here. There's a ministry for you in the midst of this.
Yes. Yeah. So our mission field, actually, had asked the Lord, where do you want to send us to? And we're actually in the greater part of Goodyear and Buckeye, Arizona area. And it's just one person after another. And it's just so amazing that when you're willing to open up and just say, Lord, use me, use my home. Tonight is our women's ministry that we have in my house every Thursday night. And it's just amazing to see when we're hiking the mountain and praying that God's bringing us more. Lord, bring us more. And he's, answering those prayers as we are faithfully willing to serve him and do his job.
Fantastic. Real estate question. Hot market, Phoenix. Middle of all this inflation and what have you, what's your read on what's happening with the real estate market?
In Arizona, it's always going to be busy. And I think because we're such a driving market out here, we have a lot of industries that are coming to our city and a lot of warehouses, and that's providing jobs. And the more jobs, the more people, the more housing is available. So I don't really see any downfall in our market out here. I've been very blessed that the Lord's kept my daughter and I busy for almost 20 years. Wow. As a matter of fact, we just received an award yesterday at the award ceremony for West Maricopa County Realtors. So,
congratulations.
We've been doing this for almost 20 years and have been very successful. But I think it's because of where our heart is at in it.
Amen. Healed from addiction, doing real estate as a way of doing ministry and being blessed. Fantastic. Thank you, Jill, for you and your daughter, for what you're doing. Thanks for sharing your story. Hey, listen, do you go to bed at night saying, wow, I'm excited about what I'm doing? Maybe you're exhausted. That's okay. But what is it? Raising those kids. Now, listen, it doesn't have to be outside the home. You're involved with the kids. You're involved with ministry right there in the home. Nothing more important, mom or dad, than what you do in stilling in the lives of those children. God bless you for that. Okay, you can join the discussion. Add on to what Jill shared. What have you learned about finding your purpose, living your purpose? Give us a call. 888-888-1717. We're live. He says, I implore you. And by the way, use the word implore twice. I implore you and I implore you to be of the same mind in the Lord. There was division. There was something going on in the church between these two ladies that was creating a division, unrest, and a lack of peace in the church. And Paul is saying, I implore you to be of the same mind. I've been around counseling long enough, working with people, to know that the major issue that people have when they come in for marriage counseling is they're not of the same mind. That's an excerpt from the teaching this month on the pursuit of peace, P-E-A-C-E, peace. Feels good to say it, doesn't it? Members of the Intentional Living team, thank you for your monthly support. You've received it by now, both audio and video, to your email box. And a few of you still on CD. Remember CDs? Those things that you slip in and pull out? Some of us still have CD players. Some of you still have 8-tracks in the basement somewhere. It's at the museum. Anyway, if you're not a part of the Intentional Living monthly family, I guess the only question I have to ask is why? Because you're missing out on an opportunity to make a difference in lives, and we get a chance to send you our master class every month right to your home this month on peace. Just come to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com, and you can join in support of the ministry today. Phone line is open. We're here live today, and we're going to continue to record afterward for a program that will air next Monday, so you're welcome to call. Question is this. Have you found your purpose? How did you get there? What is God teaching you? How have you found freedom in that? How do you use that purpose that God has created you for to make a difference in the world where you are. Love to hear your story at 888-888-1717. We started the show with Noah from Michigan with a little excerpt, a little clip. Let's hear the rest of his story.
Hi, my name is Noah, and today you're doing a segment on purpose. And that's something that I have been trying to figure out for myself, and it's been a long 6-8 month process, and I've been going to school. I go to Grand Valley, but God kind of called me to take a step away, and I felt like He just stirred something in my heart, and I couldn't tell what it was. But, you know, I took that first step of faith, and I said, okay, I'm going to take a semester off. So I stopped doing school, and I just felt like God was calling me somewhere. And then through a couple of random connections, a couple months later, I connect with a guy in charge of a ministry called Every Heart. And basically what they do is they go from city to city, and they connect with local churches, and they just go and talk about God. And I've really been struggling to find my purpose, and I really felt like God led me to this opportunity. And I'm really happy to be a part of it, and it feels good to be to actually find something that you're supposed to do. And so that's what I'm going to be doing this summer, is going from city to city, talk about God, and hopefully work some miracles and get to see some people saved.
Hi there, this is Don from Michigan, and my purpose, I feel, since I've retired, is to help as many different people as I possibly can. I'm blessed with good physical health, and I live in a farming area. Right now, a lot of farmers are struggling, so I try to help them in any possible way I can. There's no money involved at all. Some want to give me something, but I tell them to give them to their charity, and also to mentor different ones while I'm doing this, show my Christian love towards them. A lot of people can't understand that, but I think that shows Christ to them.
Good for you, Don. Keep it up, my friend. You know, if we lose that sense of a purpose and why we're here, really, that's the question. Why am I here? When we lose that sense of a purpose or calling or whatever word you want to use, there's where discouragement and depression, a sense of loneliness and loss can come into our lives. When we know why we're here, and we know that God has given us a hope and a future, the scripture says, and we're definitely here for a purpose during this lifetime that we have, during these days that we're on the planet, and when we discover it, it doesn't have to be some big, huge thing, by the way. You know, you're not saving the whole world. But you know what? You might be saving someone right there near you that you're going to touch. And it comes back to that opportunity to use what God has given you, music ability. Maybe you sing, maybe you play a musical instrument, and you're using that for God's glory. You can do that and find your purpose. Maybe God's given you this gift of teaching, and you can use that to teach and to encourage other people. Maybe it's a compassion. Not all of us have compassion, by the way, the opportunity to sit and be compassionate with people. Some of you have the opportunity to do things in your life beyond just making a buck, but to make a life that's making a difference, and it's an exciting thing to do. Love to hear your story. 888-888-1717 is the number. Shannon is in New Mexico. Go right ahead, Shannon. What's your purpose, my friend?
Hi, so I have a great story. You know, I was in an addiction for 20 years of my life, and at my breaking point, I took the cops in a high-speed chase. I hit a young gentleman on a bike and, you know, almost killed him, and I didn't even know what I was doing because I was just so high and out of it that, you know, I ended up going to prison, but in prison I found the Lord, and He just showed me, He trained me, He brought me up, and I turned my life over to Him, and now I've been 6 years clean and sober, and amen. I have a ministry, and wrote a book which I never thought I could do that, but the Lord just put it on my heart and, you know, wrote this book to help other addicts that struggle with this and say there is a way out. For me, I went 20 years trying to find that way and I couldn't find a way out. But the Lord Jesus, he just showed me the way, and it's through him. He's the way, the truth, and the life, you know. And so now I minister and I go out to different prisons and I talk to the women that are in the prisons. Hmm. You know, I go to different churches and I do motivational speaking. And so it's great because I can bring him all the glory for what, you know, my story and what happened to me. But if I can do it, anybody can do it and change from that life.
So 20 years of junk, addiction, prison, and you come to Christ. And now you're what is it like now to know you've finally landed in what your purpose is and using your past for his glory moving forward? How's that feel?
Oh, Randy, it's amazing. It's so amazing. I get to help people, and to be able to help somebody, you know, show them the way and get them out of that life, because it's a life of hopelessness. It's a horrible place to be. And when I'm able to show people the glory of God and what he can do, it's just so amazing to see them shine and get on that path. And that, you know, for me, that's the greatest glory, to see that.
Amen. You know, no one would wish 20 years of addiction and all that you've been through on anybody. But I've learned in watching people over the years that our best opportunity to find whatever it is, that placement, that purpose in our life, is through what we've experienced, what we've learned. And most of us haven't walked down the path Shannon's walked down. You couldn't do what Shannon's doing. I couldn't do that. I mean, effectively. But she can. She can relate. What is it you can relate to? What is it that God's given you? What ability do you have? Do you have mechanical ability? Do you have thinking ability? Do you have the ability that God's given you, skills with people, with words, with music, with just compassion, maybe quietness? What is it that you could use? Not only in terms of a ministry at your church or in the community, but right there in that work that you've been given to do. I'll tell you what, let's continue this discussion, guys. We're going to record for the next half hour. It'll air next Monday. So you're welcome to call and tell us your one thing that you've learned about purpose, what God has taught you, the journey you've been on. Man, we need your stories. We want to hear your stories. Give us a call, 888-888-1717. Again, I want to say thanks, now that I'm back here live in the studio, to all of our friends in Michigan at the Community Church in Mount Pleasant. We had a fantastic sellout. They had overflow, and then they went online and streamed it as well. We had a great night seeing people come to Christ, hundreds making a one thing commitment for the marriage. Likewise, on Thursday night in Jackson at the Jackson Ash Church, what a fantastic group, and the pastor there, out of this world, fantastic. Hey, listen, we got to run. We'll see you tomorrow with more Intentional Living.